The bottom line in these harms is that pornography is changing beliefs and values. Pornography consumers are adopting, in fact, the beliefs and value systems of the pornographers. Dr. Mary Ann Layton, who's on our board of directors, and she's from the University of Pennsylvania Sexual Trauma Unit, writes that pornography is developing in its consumers permission-giving beliefs. One example of that is that pornography leads men to believe that women like sex mixed with violence. That isn't true, but the more you consume pornography, the more you believe that that is true. The more you consume pornography, the more susceptible you are to the rape myth, that women like rape or can get used to it, etc. Permission-giving beliefs. So we must do all we can to stop the harm from pornography and to dry up the supply of pornography. And I would say that we won't do that until we get our laws enforced. Now, I used to be in charge of these laws for the U.S. Department of Justice. People don't understand today that most states in this country, 45, have laws that prohibit the distribution of hardcore pornography. Now, what do we mean by that? The Supreme Court uses the term hardcore pornography synonymously with obscenity or obscene material. That can be prosecuted. That can be eliminated. And in layman's term, softcore pornography is waist-up pornography. Hardcore pornography is full nudity with a focus on the genitals or any sex acts, even simulated sex acts. They don't even have to see everything. It could be under-the-cover sex act. But if it's a simulated or actual sex acts or full nudity, it can be prosecuted. 45 states prohibit distribution of such material. Well, let me tell you something else that I think you'll find surprising, that the federal laws on pornography prohibit the distribution of hardcore pornography on the Internet. It's all over the Internet. Federal law prohibits the distribution of hardcore pornography on cable and satellite TV. Comcast, Verizon, they all have hardcore pornography. They're flaunting federal law. Federal law prohibits the distribution of hardcore pornography in hotels and motels. How many times do you check into a hotel and turn on the TV and the first thing they want to sell you is movies and they tell you about the adult channel? That's illegal under federal law. Federal law prohibits the distribution of hardcore pornography in a retail shop. Not just in a porn shop, but if you had a mom-and-pop magazine or video shop and you're selling hardcore pornography, that's a violation of federal law, punishable by up to 5 years in prison and $250,000 fine, first offense. Federal law prohibits the distribution of mailing of hardcore pornography or putting it on a common carrier, shipping it by UPS from California to someone's home. But the United States Department of Justice, over the last 4 years, has stopped prosecuting any adult pornography. They don't believe in it. John Adams said that we are a nation of laws, but not of men. But we are a nation, I would say, of men and not of laws if the person in charge of the law refuses to enforce the law. Don't we have a right on behalf of our children to have those laws enforced? What you have to understand about obscenity law, hardcore pornography law, is that for the most part, what is prohibited depends on your community standards. Now, how do you determine what your community standards are? There's only one way, and that is through prosecution. So when I was in charge of this, we always had a practice when we would bring a pornography case against a pornographer, we'd bring in, prosecute the California pornographers in your state, we would bring 10 or 12 of their movies into the prosecution and let the jury decide which of those are hardcore or obscene. And we'd bring the mildest from the hardest. And you know what the juries would almost in every case decide? That they're all obscene. Because they have to decide whether this material meets with their community standards. And no one wants to think that their community is so low that the garbage that they're showing in court from these videotapes represents their community standards. But when the Attorney General of the United States says we will not prosecute under these duly passed laws, then he is setting the standards, your community standards, in every community in America, and the standard is anything goes. Why do you think we have so much pornography, hardcore, vile pornography on the internet? It's because no attorney general, Republican or Democrat, since the advent of the internet age, has been willing to go after the internet pornographers. And some say, well, you'd never be able to prosecute them all. Nonsense. It's a fact that the number of major producers and distributors of hardcore pornography on the internet is a relatively small group. You could prosecute them in 5 years and do away with most of the hardcore pornography on the internet. Hotel porn. You know, there's only one company in America that distributes all the hardcore pornography to all the Marriotts, all the Hiltons, all the hotels in America. That one company's in South Dakota. You could win a pornography case in South Dakota. Their values are pretty high. But the Justice Department refuses to do it. They're on the side of the pornographers. Several years ago, there was only one satellite distributor of hardcore pornography. There were no cable distributors. And we prosecuted that one company. And when that company went out of business, there wasn't any cable or satellite availability of hardcore pornography in America. You could do that today. Do you think if you brought a case against the president of Comcast, the chairman of the board, or the chairman of the board of Verizon, that they'd want to go to trial? No, the first thing they'd do is say, let me off from this. I'll plead guilty to a misdemeanor. Just don't put me in jail. We have pornography, hardcore pornography, filling America because we're not willing to enforce the laws. Well, I've told you a lot of bad things. I just want to mention a few things that are good. I'm very hopeful. And one reason that I'm hopeful is because now the harm is so widespread in America that people understand that pornography is bad, and people are willing to do something about it. I've watched this for nearly 30 years in my activist days on pornography. People today are waking up. Even the liberals in the Congress. I used to go to Capitol Hill weekly, and, you know, you'd get the liberals say, oh, no, that's, I'm not going to do anything on that. Today, they all have kids. They're all concerned about pornography. It's not a political issue to many. You have whole countries wanting to ban pornography. You read about Iceland. They want to ban all internet pornography. We recently had a development where the Pentagon announced that they had this terrible sexual exploitation scandal. Lots of people molested and abused. The Secretary of Defense, one of the first things he did is order that every workspace in the military here and abroad be inspected and all the pornography removed. Oh, someone in the federal government gets it. Sexual exploitation is bad. Pornography is sexual exploitation. We've got to get rid of it. We've got to keep that going as well. So I want to conclude by mentioning that there are many, many good programs today to deal with the issue of pornography. I always say, though, start with yourself. I know you've got heavy responsibilities with your church, with your diocese. Start with yourself. Learn to hate pornography because it is so tempting. Learn to hate pornography. We know that prayer and fasting are the keys. But for Catholics, we have two other tools, the Eucharist and the sacrament of penance. Those who frequently receive the body of Christ keep their own bodies pure. And listen to what Pope Pius XII said about confession. He said that, and this is in his encyclical, The Mystical Body of Christ, perverse moral habits are uprooted. The conscience is purified, the will is fortified, salutary self-control is obtained, and an increase of grace is secured by the very fact of receiving the sacraments of confession. That's a recipe for success in the internet age. Well, how can you help your church? How can you help your diocese? The good news is, if you're willing to take up this battle, that all the tools are right here today at this conference. All the tools. I just picked up some from out in the hall. I guess I can't move that. Covenant Eyes is here. If you're not familiar with Covenant Eyes, I hope you'll become familiar with them and partner up with Covenant Eyes. They are one of the leading companies on accountability software and filtering software. Now, the difference is accountability allows you to know where your kids are on the Internet at all times. You get a report. Blocking software is also critical to block out pornography. And we partner with them. But I just was made aware of a new tool that they have. Maybe you're wondering, how in our church can our men's group get started on the issue of pornography? Where do we get all that information? Or how does a family get started teaching their kids and securing their home from pornography? There's a great box right out here. Very cheap. And Covenant Eyes has it. It'll get your group started in your church, in your diocese, etc. Right out here, Covenant Eyes, they're very important. Dr. Peter Klapanis is here, and you're going to hear from him. He's got a great book. He literally wrote the book on pornography. The book is called The Pornography Epidemic, A Catholic Approach. You need multiple copies of this in your churches and throughout the diocese. You know, what you'll find is that people are suffering, if you bring this up to them, people are suffering about pornography, and they want to know all about it. Wives want to know, what is with my husband? Why is this alienation occurring? Why is he involved in pornography? Why can't he pull away? Dr. Kopanis' book is excellent for that. We've partnered up with Reclaim Sexual Health. You're going to hear next from Bruce and Jeannie Hanneman. And great group. At their table out here, they've got, look at this, The Guardians of Innocence, A Parent's Guide to Protecting Children. It's right out here. Every diocese needs this. You've got another one, Rescuing Our Youth from the Porn Trap, A Parent's Primer. We have partnered with Reclaim to do conferences now on pornography for diocese. And Dr. Kopanis does these as well. But we have our first one coming up October 5. We've got a brochure out here at our booth, right out the doors here. Ignite the Light in a World Darkened by Pornography. If you're wondering, how do we do a conference in our diocese? Where can we find the speakers? What do we do? We've got the whole thing arranged, and we can provide some funding to take that from just an idea to reality. And I think this is going to be a good thing. This is a partnership with our Sunday visitor and Bishop Kevin Rhodes of Fort Wayne, South Bend, who is on our board of directors. And finally, I want to mention my organization, Morality and Media. I've had our brochure put on your table at every placemat. This is a brochure that Carl Anderson, the Supreme Knight, asked us to write. He asked me to write an article for the Knights of Columbus magazine. It got a good review, and so we put it into a brochure. And we've distributed tens of thousands of these to churches across America. Now, there are other brochures as well, but we happen to like this one. But there's a lot of them. And this tells, especially it's directed to men, what is happening to you if you're looking at pornography, what the consequences are to your family, and how to get help. Every church needs some information on pornography. You know, and I know there's a priest in here too. Virtually every priest that I talk to tells me that the most frequent sin confessed by men in confession is the sin of pornography. But what do we have in our churches? Not much. We're giving these away for free, up to 100 to each church, on a grant that we received from the Knights of Columbus. So we've got some here, lots more out in the hallway. Feel free to take them. If we run out, we'll send them to you. But you need something in your church. The war for safe families and decent communities is always just beginning. You are not too late to this battle. Let's work together to sanctify your churches and your communities. Thank you very much, and God bless. Thank you.